My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Off the ball, rugby.
What Joey Barrett has brought to the club, the performances he's had, the punch that he gives, is another dimension on what Robbie's game is. That's the reality.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite. A bite-sized serving of Ireland's breakfast sports show.
I'll turn our attention to hurling. I'm delighted to say John Myler is with us. John, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning. I'm good. Good sunny morning here in Cork, waiting for Sunday. So, beautiful weather here in Cork the last few days, and it's supposed to be a very good week as well. So looking forward to the week ahead.
Yeah, one of my main complaints about the hurling season being so early was that the weather wasn't the same as it would be in high summer. And lo and behold, they managed to fix that and everything. So fingers crossed we're going to get a classic at the weekend. Well, let's start by talking about the situation as it stands at the moment. Where do you think Cork are? What's your inkling about what stage of the season they're at and just their form levels at the moment?
Well, I think Cork at the moment are basically on top of the pile, really, in terms of their performance, in terms of their performance over the league, winning the league. I think that was critical, much like Clare last year. And the two games that they've had in the Munster Championship, they've done really well for the first half against Clare and Ennis, and then beating Tipperary by 15 points in the park. So I think at the moment, Cork are on top of the pile in terms of performance, maybe not over 70 minutes, but over 40, 50 minutes. And then Limerick are putting nicely under Cork. And then it's up to Tipperary or Waterford really to close the third space there in Munster. Leinster is quieter, but you'll always get the buzz down here in Munster.
One of the things about the Tip game that people said was because of the sending off, it was impossible to analyse. Not quite sure that's true, though. Like Cork, when they needed to be in that first half, killed the game and they took care of business and they moved on. And that is what you want from any team.
Yeah, I think it was hugely impressive by Cork. And McCarthy was sent off. And look, Tipper on 14 men for really the whole game. Cork just got their goals and got on with the business and won by 15. You can't play over full 70 minutes. And we've seen that with Liverpool. We've seen that with Leinster. You just can't play the full 70 minutes. And I think Cork are basically just moving up the gears. They've gone from maybe 35 minutes against Clare, gone up about 40 minutes last day. Now, Sunday is going to be interesting because they'll have to go up another 5-10 minutes, get it up there 50 minutes to be performing at their best. And then, that 20-minute lull that you get sometimes where nothing goes right for you and the opposition take control of the game. So I think Cork will up it again on Sunday. So, they're going quite well at the moment.
Where have these goal gluts come from, John, do you think, when it comes to Cork this year particularly? Because we've seen it consistently that they have the capacity to blow teams out of the water. Like you say there, they're trying to incrementally increase it in terms of their stamina there. But it's a bit like I was saying in the Champions League recently, like Paris Saint-Germain had the ability to overwhelm the English sides that they played over about a quarter of an hour period. And we've seen it with Cork too. Do you think this...
I think if you look at Cork... You look at Brian Hayes, you look at Barrett, you look at Connolly and you look at Dalton. They're four forwards, basically. Their first intention when they get the ball is to take you on. One-on-one or whatever the situation may be. Every time Barrett, Connolly, Dalton and Brian get the ball, they take you on. So Cork are automatically going for goals. It's like the old Kilkenny team with Cody, Eddie Brennan and those. They took you on inside 30 yards. And they have the power, they have the physique, they have the strength. If you look at Dalton's goal against Tipperary, you know, I watched that on the sideline. And I said, just put it over the bar, put it on. And Dalton didn't do that. He went inside, dropped the shoulder and hit a bullet into the back of the net. And that's what they're doing. Like, if you look at maybe 2-3 years back, where the emphasis was on Hoggy, the emphasis was on getting the ball into Hoggy. Then Hoggy would get it, turn, put it over the bar. Now, the likes of Hayes, and you go back to Hayes against Ennis, and you go back to Tim O'Mahony with the goal against Tip. They're going for goals. And that is the one strength I would see in that Cork forward line, that they go for goals. So they're going to have to do that on Sunday, but also match Limerick's ability to get 30 points plus in a game. And I think that's, like, Cork got 427 the last day. Okay, Tip had 14 players, but Cork still got in for goals. They got in for 4 goals. They got in against Clare and Ennis as well. And they got in against Tip in the league final. So the emphasis on those 4 players, not so much Seamus. Seamus would probably get 4 or 5 points. Like, I even remarked, and he's a good buddy, but, you know, Seamus got 4 or 5 points against Tip in the park. He didn't really do too much outside that. Seamus is not really going to go for goals from the wing forward. But it's Barrett, Connolly, Hayes and Dalton will go for goals.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
This week on Diverted.
Sí, well, you know, cuando tienes tiempo en Argentina, es esencial para comer media luna todos los tiempos.
I tell the story of how my hitchhiking disaster led me to the family of Alexis McAllister.
Para nosotros también es un gran orgullo que mi hermano haya jugado con Maradona y Alexis, su hijo, haya jugado con Messi, que son los dos más grandes exponentes del fútbol mundial que dio la Argentina.
I also meet Dickie McAllister at the Buenos Aires Hurling Club. And we discover the national sport of Argentina, pato.
¿Anduviste en otro lado filmando pato ya o no?
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Delighted to say Tim Clancy joins us, the former Cork City manager. Tim, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, man. How are we? All good?
We talked to you recently enough, and I certainly didn't see your decision coming, but the fact that you announced it so quickly after the defeat to Derry suggests that it was in your head for a while. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think so. I think since I lost my assistant manager back in March, the international window, when Jamie went back to Scotland, and we struggled to get a replacement. I think the longer it went on without a replacement, my assistant manager and the person I had there that I could trust. And look, Liam Kearney stepped in, and Cairns is doing an unbelievable job at City with the academy. And you look at the players that he's rolling off the conveyor belt there, and Greg Elverton in recent weeks came in, was brilliant. But again, that was a temporary situation because he's obviously got a job in UCC. So the longer it went without replacing the assistant manager, I think the harder it got.
What was it specifically about the assistant manager role that you felt you needed to be able to do your side of the job?
I just think, look, there's a real element of trust you need to have with sorry, your coaching staff, and when you have someone there that you can bounce ideas off, someone there you can rant to, you can let things off your own chest, they give you feedback and they can be honest as well with you. It probably relieves a bit of pressure, and someone that you work well with. And I know Jamie over 20 years, so when he left to go back to Scotland, it just felt like there was a big hole there, and the longer it went without replacing it, the more difficult it became.
And what was the difficulty in finding a replacement specifically that you could trust, and then also, I suppose, who was willing to take the terms on offer?
Well, that's the other side of it. I think when, we spoke to a good few people, some people from overseas, some people from within Ireland, some people from down in Cork as well, it was just difficult to get people to commit. I think, obviously, if you look at where we're at in the table, it's probably not as appealing to people to go in as maybe if they were fighting either end of the league table. And a couple we got close with, but fell through. And the more that happened, the more deflating it became.
Hiya, Tim. The timing of the announcement was fairly striking as well, because it was minutes after the Derry game. And Jers asked you there, you know, was it coming anyway? But was that result dependent? In other words, had you won the Derry game, do you think you'd actually still be in charge?
Possibly, but I think that was just kicking the can down the road. I think we needed more staff in the building. Definitely needed my assistant manager role sorted. There's other areas that made it a lot harder a task in regards to backroom staff as well. And I think the workload was probably getting on top of me. Things have changed a little bit in the last couple of months for myself personally at home.
Right.
And that probably played a big part of it as well. I was commuting quite a lot this season in particular. I was nearly commuting every day from Trim, which was 2 hours, 50 minutes. So I think it was probably a combination of a few things that sort of added to it.
Am I right in saying, yeah, you've started your own business as well in Meath, is it?
Yeah, myself and my wife opened up our own gym. When I sort of got the ball rolling with that, it happened quite quickly overnight about 2 months ago. And there was a lot of work had to go into that in the last couple of months. Look, I've been involved in football for 25 years, since I left school. Playing wise, you know what it's like. You have a contract, it can last a long time, but as a manager, in the last 8-9 years, it's a precarious situation to be in. Where you win 3 games, you're the best in the world, and you lose 3 and you're looking for a job. So it's something that we have been looking at as a family to get more stability into our lives. And this project, when it came up, it didn't affect my working day-to-day job with Cork City, I don't think. But it's certainly something that's beneficial to the family.
To listen to this morning's Off The Ball Breakfast in full, become a member at offtheball.com/join now.